Well, I think there's a lot of people that listen to when politicians' mics were never turned on.
There we go. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Jeff, for having us on and for giving me an opportunity to talk to your listeners about the recall, about where we are, and kind of why we're here. I appreciate that. There was a column in the weekly paper a week or so ago where I was accused of being addicted to the politics because I'm jumping from city council to a statewide race. And I'd like to dispel that. If I were addicted, this last 4 weeks would have been a heck of a lot easier.
Right.
You know, when I left city council, I had $2,600 left in my campaign fund that I could have rolled over to this. I donated that to charity. Linda and I hopped the train and went out to California to visit our grandkids. And while I'm there, I get a call from a person I know and respect saying, "Bernie, we need you." I came back into town, met with the Republican leadership and some folks, and this issue was too important for me to say no and to sit on the sidelines. You know, given my history of defending our Constitution as 20 years in the military, and we established the Pikes Peak Firearms Coalition 20 years ago, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. It is an issue that is near and dear to my heart, defending our Constitution, standing up for our rights, and as importantly, being responsive to those who elected you, to those you represent, whether they voted for you or not. And my 5 years on council, I prided myself in being responsive, meeting with any group that wanted to meet with me, returning emails, returning phone calls. And that's one of the biggest bones I have to pick with the current occupant of this office is he's ignored us. He's listened to the East Coast liberals and ignored his constituents. And that is unacceptable.
Listen, and by the way, we did not normally we call John Morse and invite him on because we owe equal time on this station. We didn't do that this time because we're tired of never getting an answer back, quite frankly. We get nothing from John Morris. But I'll tell you again, Senator Morris, you're always welcome on this show. I'm always happy to have you. You're just too chicken to come on. We understand that because you don't want to face your constituents. You want to talk to the media. You want to talk to everybody else. But you don't want to come on and face the people who voted for you. But you know what? Your day is coming, and it's September 10th. Bernie Herpin has been a longtime friend of mine, and I will just say this. Bernie is a good and decent man. His wife, Linda, is a wonderful person as well. And I've known you through the Pikes Peak Firearms Coalition and other things as well for many, many years. You're a great person. You'll make a great state senator. How can people help on your campaign?
Well, that's a good question. Thanks for the kind words, Jeff. Yes, I'm honored to have known you and Lisa and Joel for many years. There are several ways folks can help depending on their situation. First, anybody can donate. We have a website, BernieHerpin.com. Secretary of State is considering this a general election, as you mentioned earlier in the show, so we're limited to $200 per person. So we need many individual contributions. So BernieHerpin.com, there's an address where people can mail checks in or they can donate online. If you're a registered Republican and live in Senate District 11 and have not signed my nomination petition, you can come to Republican headquarters today between 9 and 2 o'clock. We'll be there. 205 Sutton Lane, that runs off of Sinton just south of Guard of the Gods, and sign our nomination petition. We have to turn in at least 1,000 signatures from registered voters in Senate District 11 by Monday the 29th. And we're shooting for, and I use that term advisedly, for 1,600 signatures. So please, if you're a Republican who has not yet signed my nomination petition, live in Senate District 11, come by headquarters. We will have volunteers going throughout the district today and tomorrow collecting signatures. So if somebody knocks on your door, please answer it. They're nice kids, nice people out to help me. If you're a registered Colorado Republican and live anywhere in Colorado, you can gather signatures. Come down to Republican headquarters at 9 o'clock this morning, 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll give you a list. It only has about 20 houses on it. It'll take you less than 2 hours to knock on those doors. And these are folks who have signed the recall petition. So they're willing and to support the recall. So any registered Colorado Republican can walk a petition for us. If you are of any party and would like to help the campaign, go to our website and sign up. We will be doing phone banks. We'll be doing walking precincts, getting out the our message to counter the negative message that's already started. So you can do that. So there's ways that folks can help, no matter what their party, whether even, not even kids, not even registered voters, can certainly help us pass out literature and do things to help this campaign succeed.
All right. And you go to BernieHerpin.com. You can donate there. You can contribute to helping this cause. Bundle, I see that we've got a call from you. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, Bernie's going to take your calls, by the way. 540-0740 if you'd like to talk to Bernie Herpin, the candidate in Senate District 11. I'm sure he would be happy to hear from you. This is your opportunity. You know, there have been a lot of people who have said that, oh, gee, I wish I could sign that petition. I don't live in Senate District 11. I want to help get rid of John Morse. Guess what? It's your opportunity. You can go to BernieHerpin.com. You can make a contribution right now, financial contribution of up to $200 to help. Or you can go down to his campaign and you can volunteer and you can walk and you can make phone calls. All of those things are available to you. If you believe in freedom, stand up and fight for it right now.
Keeping you posted on the I-25 expansion, plus traffic information from all over town. AM 740 and KVOR.com.
Bernie Herpin in studio joins us, the person who is going to defeat John Morse in the Senate District 11 recall election. I have no doubt he stands for us. He stands for our rights and for our freedoms. And he always has, by the way. Bernie was someone who got involved and has been involved, first of all, in Second Amendment issues many years ago. But, you know, he's been involved in our community and done other things as well besides just those Second Amendment issues. Bernie joins us. I want to quickly go to Bundle. I guess you've held for quite a while. You had a question, too, about the Pueblo candidate. Go ahead.
I'm on.
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of the most hated conservatives in Pueblo.
Oh, good. Well, you're a man after my own heart.
I'm well known on the air as Bondo.
Okay.
And I've got a candidate, George Rivera.
Yep.
Wonderful man.
Yep.
And like I said, I met him about a month ago. I sat down for an hour and a half and talked to him. And he stands for everything I stand for. And he is 34 years with the Pueblo Police Department.
Yep.
Retired as a captain, deputy chief, and the computer thing is www.georgeriveraforsenate.com.
Okay. Yeah, so. George, and you know what? You mentioned George Rivera, and I've never met George. I've heard a lot of great things about him. We'll get him booked on this show. We'll try and get him for next week.
I can set that up if you want to.
You bet. I'll have my producer do that. Maybe let me put you on hold, and I'll have Ashley get to you about that. And, you know, that's an important one, too, for a lot of people listening in Pueblo. We have Angela Jaron, who voted just as badly on these bills in the state legislature, and she should be recalled as well. And it kind of surprised people that they got enough signatures down there in my hometown of Pueblo. So we'll do that. Bondo, thanks for all your hard work down there.
I got him on Tron's show.
Oh, good.
For an interview and
good.
And another show here in Pueblo.
Good.
He called me, you know, every once in a while, telling me what he's doing. And,
right.
And I can set him. I'll get a hold of him. Have him get a hold of you people.
Great, good. I will. I'll put you on hold, and Ashley will talk with you and get all your information.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
And I look forward to working with him up in Denver. I think he's going to make a great senator as well.
Yeah. Have you met him?
I only saw an interview with him on TV. I've not yet met him in person.
Seems like a good guy, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he really does. And. Yeah. Who to thunk it down there in Pueblo, huh? That they could have got all those signatures. I think it did shock me a little bit. They had a lot of they did a good job of validating signatures. Talk about the differences between you and John Morse. I mean, there's so many of them. People are going to focus on this gun issue, but there's a lot of other issues that you and John Morse are going to be different on.
Absolutely. You know, He talked about supporting Veterans Affairs. I'm a veteran. I spent 20 years in the military, 15 years in submarines, 5 years in the Air Force, defending our Constitution. I've been a volunteer with the police department for 25 years. I've served on several boards and commissions at the city, county, and state level while working a full-time job, helping raise a family. So I just don't say that I'm a public servant. I think I am a public servant. I think I have the history to prove that people mean a lot to me, that my constituents mean a lot to me. So the gun issue aside, the way the gun issue happened in this legislative session is what really irked a lot of people. Just like the Tea Party people said, we've had enough. The people in Senate District 11 said, we've had enough with people changing the rules, limiting the comments by the citizens on pending legislation. On City Council, we sat through a six-hour discussion on whether or not we should postpone a vote on medical marijuana. You know, that's listening to citizens, where it would have been nice to say, okay, you got 30 minutes, you're done for everybody. So I have that history of being responsive, being accessible, returning calls, emails. So I think that's a big differentiator between Morris and myself. Not only have I talked the talk, I've walked the talk.
Yeah. A couple of other issues I want to, and I know there's a great difference on these, you know, the death penalty, things like that. I mean, the governor made that an issue with the Chuck E. Cheese murders and the Nathan Dunlap. And, John Morris has been coddling criminals since the day he got into office.
Exactly. You know, I support the death penalty. That is the ultimate penalty you pay if you take a person's life, and given the right circumstances, so we don't use it very often.
Right.
But that's absolutely true.
Tabor? How about Tabor? He's not a supporter of Tabor. You're a supporter of Tabor.
Absolutely. You know, I believe.
And by the way, Tabor's the taxpayer bill of rights, if somebody's listening
exactly.
And doesn't know.
And you know, and that's the part about Tabor that I most like is that citizens get to vote on tax increases. Just yesterday, Detroit filed for bankruptcy. Why? They overspent. We were controlled. Tabor controls Colorado and most of the entities in Colorado with the growth of government spending. So when the economy turned south and our city was so dependent on sales tax revenue and people stopped spending, we had to make some tough choice. We cut, and we did not lay off a single firefighter, a single police officer, and we came through it. We survived because Tabor had limited the amount of growth, so we didn't have so far to fall as Detroit and other cities have experienced.
Right.
So Tabor's great. There are some issues with Tabor that even folks who support Tabor will stand up and say, like the ratchet down effect and those kinds of things. But Tabor has helped Colorado survive.
Yeah, it really has. It's what's kept us from not becoming more like California and falling further into debt and things like that. Obviously, we can't incur debt in Colorado because of the Constitution. But you talked about the way in which this bill came about, and there really is an arrogance in this this whole thing that I want to touch on. We talked earlier. This is a race between Colorado Springs values and New York values. I mean, I think Mayor Bloomberg wants to come in here with his ally, John Morse, and turn this into a nanny state in Colorado Springs. I don't think the citizens of Colorado Springs want that.
And I think we have seen that in District 11. We're Westerners. We pride ourselves in our individual responsibility, our individual rights. We know what's best for us. Laura Carno created a group to help with the fight this issue called I Am Created Equal. Don't tell me how I should defend myself.
Right.
And so that is, I think, the big impetus behind the recall effort was you're not listening to us. You're trying to manage our lives, tell us how to live our lives, tell us how we should exercise our right to self-defense. We've had enough. And we're going to send a message not only to Denver, but to Bloomberg and throughout the country when this recall is successful that we will no longer stand up, allow people to trample our rights and ignore our voices.
Now, normally I expect all people to listen, all my guests and everybody else to listen for 3 hours nonstop to this show, but I'm giving you a break because you're trying to gather the signatures. You may not have listened earlier when I talked about this article in the Los Angeles Times, the roving...
I did.
You did. See, well, yeah. This is why you should vote for Bernie Erpin. I mean, he's great.
Let me make one quick point.
Yes.
Business...
Right.
Well, you know, when Hickenlooper got elected, he came down here, and one of the things he said that I still remembered and agreed with was, in this economy, we cannot raise taxes.
Sure.
We need to increase the number of people paying taxes.
Right.
That told me he was pro-business. And yet, this session, we have chased businesses, we have chased jobs out of Colorado. We have sent a message to sportsmen, you're not necessarily welcome in Colorado. So they're going to go someplace else to spend their dollars. A pro-business. The business community has always supported me, and I think that's also a discriminator between the two of us.
Yep, absolutely. We just got a couple of minutes left, and this clock ticks, and there's not really much I can do about it. So rather than ask you too much more about sort of the issues, I do want to give you another opportunity to talk about how people can help you, where they can go, the website, that kind of thing.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me on. It's very important to get my message out because we are fighting a machine.
Yeah, you are.
No doubt about it. BernieHerpin.com, BernieHerpin.com has links where you can donate, where you can send checks, where you can volunteer, you can sign up to endorse, those kinds. That's the key way of getting hold of us. This weekend, we have, if you're a registered voter, a registered Republican in Colorado and like to help walk petitions, we're meeting at Republican headquarters at 9 a.m. this morning, 1 p.m. this afternoon, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Come on down, sign the petition if you live in Senate District 11 and you're a Republican. Donating is the biggest thing. That we need the money to help fight this campaign. But thanks, Jeff, for having us on. I look forward to the fight. We're ready to go and working hard.
A good man, Bernie Herpin, who stepped up to fight this battle. And they're going to vilify him. They're going to come after him. You don't think that Michael Bloomberg and his minion, John Morris, aren't going to come after Bernie Herpin? They're going to. Don't believe the lies. Get out there and fight. Fight for Bernie. And while you do it, you'll win your freedom.
We're all different.